Okay, what's up, everybody? We are back. We are season 4, episode 5. Now, before we even get started, Jeffrey has a voice that he can do. I'm going to need him to just say safety blitz in said voice.
Safety blitz.
Woo! Lord have mercy. That just doesn't get you going. I don't even know what it is. Okay. All right. For real, there is a safety blitz coming up. I know. Look, it's Monday morning. Skylar's got us down here bright and early. I think it's like 3 a.m., isn't it?
This is morning where you're supposed to be hyped. Wake up in the morning and get hyped.
Okay. Well, I was dancing a while ago and you were like,
nah, I'm just saying.
He was.
She's a little. He was good.
I drop it like it's lukewarm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Not hot. I'm old. I had my birthday last week. I'm excited.
Ooh. Well, anyway. I'm almost on the touchdown. I'm almost.
You're on the 50?
I am 60. I'll be
you
60.
You are not. August.
Yeah, I'll be 60.
What? You are lying.
August the 29th, I'll be 60.
Shut up.
Yeah. The big 6-0.
God, I need more Botox and hair dye.
Good.
I mean,
and I look good.
Like you're really kidding, right?
No.
Like you're just gonna be 50.
No, I will be 60.
You're not gonna be 60.
Truthfully, yes.
I've literally known you for 172 years. Jesus. Okay, maybe not that long, but a lot of years. Really?
No, 60. Yes.
Skylar, did you know that? I did not know that either. We're gonna have to see a license.
Say it again. Yes.
Okay, let's talk about this blitz before I have too many ladies tuning in just for that voice.
All right, let's talk about it. Say the date, July 13th through the 19th.
It's going to be a Satan. I don't think they're sending out formal invitations.
Yes, they are.
Do they really?
They tell us when it's going to
be. No. But like formal save the dates. Like I don't think DOT's going, hey, Mr. Truck Driver.
No, the safety department is inviting the truck drivers to July the 13th through the 19th to avoid safety blitz. So I need everybody to understand that this safety blitz here is going to be one of the most formative. They're going to be out looking for reckless driving, speeding.
Really? Well, we're not going to have any problems with that because all of our trucks are governed.
Correct. Two things that causes crashes. Distracted driving and speeding.
Right.
And we definitely don't need speeding. One thing I want to tell you, don't get yourself noticed. Stay out of that left lane. Stay out of the left lane. You know that left lane will put you into the visual of the officer, and that is a lane restriction violation with 21 points. And we do not want that, along with the speeding violation. So let's do what we can to make sure this blitz here is a great blitz by just doing what we're supposed to do, showing up, showing out, and showing them that we are the company that will not get any bad write-ups.
So you hear all along, every time there's a blitz, people are like, oh, it's not really those dates. It's really like 2 days before and like one day after. Like, I don't think that's true.
No, that's true.
Oh, it is?
True is that sometimes during the blitz, they practice.
Stop it.
No, seriously. They start a little bit ahead of the time, and they, hey, let's go out and do an unreported blitz.
Really?
Truly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it can happen.
I mean, I know they can because they're the
But this is the thing. But this is the thing. If you on top of your game and you doing everything right, you do not have to worry about
it. That's
true. That's just like me. You're waking up in the morning as a truck driver. You do your pre-trip. When I get pulled into that weigh station, I feel confidence in myself that I got everything right. I did everything right. Mm-hmm. So that means I did my pre-trip. I lift my hood. I check my tire. With the gauge, not thumping the tire to see how much air, but with the gauge, because that's the question I always ask.
I know.
Who can tell me how much air is in the tire by thumping it? And the crowd goes silent.
Well, they're probably thinking it's like, you know, when you go to the fruit department at the grocery store and you thump a cantaloupe or a thump a watermelon, because you know that's how you know it's good. I'm not saying that you should do that. I'm just saying I see the logic a little bit.
But the tire gauge. We give you that tire gauge. Let's use it.
We give them a tire gauge?
Yes.
Can I get one?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yes. Sure. Yeah. I don't know how to use it though.
Confidence in this blitz was meaning that I did everything right. I'm on top of my game. This is the thing. Our last blitz, we were knocking on wood.
I know.
We
the last
good.
One really was good.
We were
That's
very
when
good.
You skipped out on me in my first in our first safety podcast. I wasn't going to bring it up, but you did. So there we go. Okay. You opened that door.
Well, I'm sorry. I apologize. It's okay. I'm here with you now.
I know, but you were sickly, and I get it. I hear you. I'm just putting it out. It's like I'm having to bribe you and Alanthea to come down.
Let me go in and make your day. Oh. I'm here now.
Yes. Okay.
So, yes, the safety blitz is going to be important. But I tell you, we got a group of great drivers mm-hmm. that's always on top of it. You know, the thing about it is we're going to send out a lot of messages. We're going to do everything we can to keep you on top of what's going on. Use the laws. Come by the truck terminal. Get mm-hmm. everything. If you come here to pick up a trailer,
Pull it back through. Can we just talk about TDOT codes for just a brief sec? Yes. I know they're everybody's favorite, and if Skylar could draw me a heart, I would love that. I know that I'm actually trying to put things into existence that aren't true because no one loves it. A lot of guys, and I run into this every single week, they'll pick a trailer up here from the terminal that's been dropped probably overnight or over the weekend or something when the shop's not fully staffed. And they just assume. And they don't pull it back through. And I'm like, you assumed. And I'm not going to tell you the old wives tell my mama used to say, but I think we all know what assuming to get you.
Well, let me tag on to that. Also, if you picking up a trailer at a preloaded trailer mm-hmm. and you dropping a trailer, please let driver support know if there is some defects wrong with that trailer so we can get somebody out there to fix it so the next man doesn't wait 2-3 hours later waiting on somebody to come fix it. If we can proact and get this done before someone picks it up, I think that would be a great thing because those are the things also that they're going to be checking during this blitz. Tires, lights. Tires and lights are one of our biggest things that they look for in these blitz.
Do we teach the guys how to fix their lights?
Yes, we give them.
Okay, I wasn't sure. I know Dan, and Dan has a little kit. And mm-hmm. I think we give everybody a kit of fuses and things like that.
Yes.
His kit, I'm pretty sure, is probably souped up because it is Dan of all people. But, he'll tell me about fixing a light or Andy will, Steph and those guys. They'll just plug a light in real quick and, fix a fuse and then they just keep rolling. I just want to make sure that all of our newer guys have those same.
Yes.
Yes.
Also, tag on to that.
Okay.
DVIR.
Yes.
Please type that in. If you change a bug yourself, still put that in your DVIR.
Yeah.
If you find some defects on your trailer or your truck, please get it fixed before moving the truck. Don't take the chance to go down to the Loves, then on the way on to the Loves, you run into DOT, and now we got to get a write-up because you didn't get it. Hey, call drive support as soon as you find it.
So, lights, tires, driving in the left lane, what else?
Just make sure that we're all on top of our game on making sure every single defect is fixed before moving the truck. I got to knock on wood and say this. In the last month, I guess 5 months, mm-hmm. we have been doing great.
We really have. I will say that Sherry's part of
kudos
the
kudos to all the drivers out there that's doing the right thing.
Sherry's part
I appreciate
of the morning
that.
Meeting has been very small. Not that I don't love hearing her. I'm just saying it's good when I don't hear because that means we don't have anything on that little sheet. So that is, yes, you're absolutely right. And your part of the manager's meeting has been kind of small here, which is good.
Also, let's say this.
What?
This past weekend mm-hmm. was a good weekend. Didn't see a whole lot of accidents. Didn't see
so
a whole lot of write-up. So
traffic was
that
crazy.
That means this weekend, there was a lot of DOT officers out there. Mm-hmm. That means we were on top of our game. We got to our destination, we parked, and we were ready.
That's true. We're here on the 264. I live on the 304. So I have a pretty good drive every day. And starting probably at the beginning of last week, I started seeing an increase, one, in officer presence, but then also the traffic. And then when we left here on Thursday, I was like, oh, our poor guys. Because it was so bad. And that little 40-mile stretch for me was so rough. And I'm just sitting here thinking, our poor guys are just, they're fighting it every day. I went to Decatur yesterday, and, I watch people cut drivers off. I watch people just do really reckless four-wheel vehicles, not drivers, not big truck drivers. But I watch these smaller passenger cars just cut in and out and cut them off and this and that, you know, and people throwing up the "you're number one but not meaning it" in that phrase, you know, hands. And I'm like, y'all have no idea. No idea.
And that's one of the words you just said, reckless driving.
Yes.
Reckless and careless driving is what they're going to be looking for. So if you're making maneuvers and don't turn the light on, signal light on, and you're just making lane changes, erratic, that's the thing that's going to get you looked at. So make sure we're doing everything right out on the road to make sure that we don't get pulled over. So the best thing is make the right decisions. When you make the right decisions that at that moment, it saves a life.
But if you make the right decisions all the time, you know.
And that's
the,
true.
You know, starting from the beginning, like you said, doing their DVRs, doing their pre-trips, doing their post-trips, using a tire gauge, not a thumper.
Yes.
I think the thumpers are really cool.
No.
They're like this long, and they look like little miniature softball bats.
I've never seen a thumper say, hey, you got 50% low in air.
No, that's true. It doesn't tell you that. But it would be neat if it did. Could you get one?
No.
Okay.
Let's don't.
Look, I'm trying to invent some stuff over here, guys. Look, I will try. I'm all about it. So, all right, we got the Blitz coming up. What other safety things?
If you're out there and you need some help with something, you got safety during the daytime, all day long. Your fleet manager. Nighttime, you got driver support. Driver support can take on accident. They can take on anything that you need. So utilize these. Everything that we do, we try to make sure that we can help you be successful. So make sure you're picking up that phone and calling us. We'll get some help out to you so we can get these things fixed.
Awesome. Well, I know our driver support guys, bless their hearts, they're here after hours. But, you know, myself, Landon, Jay, Daniel, we're 24/7, I would say, the majority of the time. Of course, driver support is definitely your first line of defense there. But, you know, if it's an emergency, don't hesitate. Y'all all have our numbers. We're on the little cards that are issued out every week from Abby. So I think that, you know, having as many resources as you can is definitely, you know, the case. But, all right, so got the Blitz coming up. What about like heat exhaustion? What can we do? What can drivers do to prevent that?
Got to get you some Gatorade. Mm. Got to get you some Powerade. Keep that stuff stocked on your truck. When you come by here, if we have it, get it. Those are the things that you need to make sure. As soon as you finish tarping that load, get in the truck and cool off for a minute. Don't overexert yourself. And let me go back and I want to talk about something real quick, the process. When you get pulled over by a DOT officer, make sure that you're ready. Make sure you want him to be your best friend. When he finishes up, he gives you your paperwork. Take a picture of it. Send it to rsinspection@boydbros.com.
It's going to be right there.
rsinspection@boydbros.com. We are going to make sure that process goes smooth. When we know that you're pulled over, we're going to call you. We're going to walk you through the process so we can make sure that everything goes well.
Oh, I didn't even know about the inspection email.
Yeah.
So if I get a ticket, can I?
Sure thing.
Okay. All right. Anything else that we can share with the drivers?
Just make sure if you got any questions about the Blitz, anything, questions about your load securement, anything that you just feel that you're not sure about, pick that phone up and call safety. If you need to call, if safety's not in, call your fleet manager. Mm-hmm. If you don't get your fleet manager, there's always somebody there at driver support that can help you. We want to make sure that you're successful with everything that you do throughout this Blitz, so just make sure you're picking up the phone and calling us.
All right. Now, I wrote them down. I wrote them down. Aren't you proud of me? Wait, did you write them down over there for me? I can't read that. Scott. Okay. Facebook, X, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, TuneIn, Skylar has me broadcasted everywhere, which may or may not be a great thing. But you know what? I'm loving it. So, and I'm so glad you're finally here with me.
Hey, I'm glad I'm here too.
All right. Now we're just going to connect to Lampia. She is still boycotting.
We'll work on that.
Maybe if you use that voice, in like Clint. All right, guys. Tune in next time. Can't wait to see y'all again. Bye.
Be safe.